Damn fool kid.
Ever heard anything like that around here?
No.
Yeah, me either. Joggling board. Or a very common thing that you find, you know, suspended from the limb of a tree with some kind of seat.
Lince Negro.
With some kind of thing that you could sit in and go back and forth like that. Mm-hmm. You call that?
Shapely girl.
Yes.
Swing. Swing, swan.
What other type of container? Say if a person were using coal as fuel for heat, what kind of container would he probably have next to the stove or whatever to keep the coal in? Inside?
Bucket or a scuttle.
A what?
Bucket, I believe, or a scuttle.
What does a scuttle look like?
I believe it looks something like a milk pitcher, unless I'm mistaken. So a milk pitcher with the lip sticking out and everything. Yeah. It's more triangular shaped in a way than the just a bucket. A bucket would be more rounded.
Ever heard that called a hide? Coal hide?
Maybe. I think I've heard of that, yeah.
You know, say it for me?
Hide. Coal hide.
Or say, talking about this stove. I can't remember if I asked you this or not. But anyway, the pipe that goes from the back of the stove up to the flue or chimney, you call that the...
I wouldn't have slice of
that. What would you think?
I would actually call it a flue more like anything than anything else. But
I'm talking about the pipe that goes from the stove itself up to the...
So
if you had to go to a hardware store to buy one, what would you ask for?
I'd go up to the man and tell him in detail what it is and let him figure it out.
What would you think it would be called logically?
Stovepipe maybe? Well, I'll be damned. How about that?
And this thing, well, you see it. Most people have it around the yard when they're doing yard work with the two handles and one wheel down front. Move something, put in a bag of cement or manure or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Wheelbarrow.
You ever heard that called anything else, right?
Wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow.
Yeah. What about a Georgia buggy? Not familiar with that?
Pretty well, like weird terms.
And this thing, say if a farmer wanted to put an edge on his axe, this thing that would turn around.
Grindstone.
Have you ever seen one that was operated, you know, by means of pedals, foot pedal operated?
Mm-hmm.
Or? You seen those around here in the county?
I've seen one.
What about one, if you wanted to put a fine edge on a knife, something that you could hold in your hand?
Might use a honing stone or something like that.
Any other name for that you recall?
Shit, just saw one little papers recently. I can't think of what it is.
Or whetstone or whatever?
Yeah, whetstone. Yeah, that's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah. And this vehicle that was giving Kathy no end of heartache today in general, you call that a...
Toyota.
I mean, you know, just a generic term.
Automobile.
And what you really call it?
Car.
Okay.
Heap.
That's the most prevalent term.
Sure, car.
But you haven't heard it called it.
Piece of shit.
Or
junk heap.
Or
automobile.
What you really pronounce?
Automobile.
Mm-hmm. Say automobile. If your junk heap out there started making strange noises, you might take it into the service station and ask the mechanic to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Shoot it.
And besides that?
Find out what's wrong with it. Repair it. Okay. Shit! Son of a bitch!
Spit at you, didn't it? Or do what? In the way of lubricating it, you'd say it needs to...
Put the old KY.
He needs to do what to it?
Graze it.
Okay, what about the past form of that? Yesterday he
grazed.
Yesterday he
grazed.